Having spent so many years in the waters of mediocrity, the level of organization in Nigerian football continues to disappoint every day. That was the case today at the Ito Cup final, as the final was marred by some of the actions of the fans at the end of the game between Kano Pillars and Niger Tornadoes.
Welcome to the 13th episode of Strictly Sports.
My name is John Mayo, the hard tackling and the super dynamic within maestro. A combination of Makalele and Javi, Gulukante and Andrepele, where intensity and tenacity meet craftiness and guile. And yes, together we'll just go through some of the things that happened in the 2019 Ito Cup final, both women's and men's final. So I was live at the Ahmadu Bello Stadium in Kaduna. The first game of the day was that between Nasarawa Amazons and Rivers Angels. And as the game went on, both teams decided to play it safe for most of the game, as the game didn't really have any moment that made the fan too excited in a regular time. Rivers Angels had a penalty scare when the captain had to be allowed to thwart an opportunity for the Nasarawa Amazons. That was when the match was still at 0-0. Then at one point, Oji Chinwendu was released down the left for Rivers Angels, but then she wasn't able to guide her cross to the player on hand, as the cross was just dragged wide. And then after a while, Ibinabo Jojo of Rivers Angels also got a chance to shoot from just outside the penalty box, but it just wasn't to be in that particular game. Both teams preferred to just play out at the 0-0 in the second half. And at the end of the day, the game went to penalty shootout straight, and it ended in favor of Nasarawa Amazons 5-4. Rivers Angels lost just one of their spot kick, and while Nasarawa Amazons didn't lose any of their spot kicks, and that made the difference in that particular one. And you know, coming into the men's final and talking about the things that happened in that particular one, it gave us just a level of excitement above that of the women's final. But still, there weren't goals in regular time. The first half was a game of back and forth, as you know, both teams got their share of chances. In the initial stages, Kano Pillars had the upper hand as they kept the Niger Tornadoes players in their own half. Then after a few minutes, Tornadoes grew into the game and gave the fans a reason to believe they didn't get to this final riding on luck. Midway into the first half, the balance had shifted to the side of Niger Tornadoes, who kept getting freaky chances from long distance, but they were not able to utilize any of those, as all the attempts ended up missing the target by a lot. It ended nearly at halftime. And then when the second half started, the first big chance of the game came when Kano Pillars had a free kick in a good position, but the Niger Tornadoes goalkeeper, Mustafa Alinko, was on hand to make a fine save. A few moments later, he was called upon to make a double save, one with his leg and the other that he had to hold comfortably with his hands. It became a waiting game for Niger Tornadoes much later on in the second half, as they preferred to sit back and soak in the pressure from the Kano Pillars attackers. You know, they got a few opportunities to hit the Pillars team back on the counter, but nothing came out of that except for an opportunity that afforded them a glimpse of a goalpost. But the shot was agonizingly wide. That was how the game went on for the remaining few minutes. That's full time. The game ended 0-0 and went straight to penalties, with Kano Pillars going first. Both teams scored their first penalty kicks, and then that was when the mistakes started setting in. The goalkeeper of Niger Tornadoes, Alinko, decided to play a few antics in that particular one, tried to play mind games on some of the Kano Pillars players. It worked, as they missed their second and third spot kicks. But the players who played after them, that's Niger Tornadoes players, just didn't capitalize on that, as they also missed theirs. And then Kano Pillars scored their fourth and fifth, also same as Niger Tornadoes. But then when it went to sudden death, Kano Pillars scored, and Niger Tornadoes missed theirs, and it ended 5-4 in favor of Kano Pillars. But the highlight of the day wasn't even about the games that were played, but about what happened after the game. And that was what happened with the Kano Pillars fans. They encroached the field after they had won. And then after a while, when they had been on the pitch for a few minutes and the security officials were trying to send them back into the stands, they didn't listen. They didn't want to just know what was going on. And they kept disturbing, kept causing trouble. And then it turned into a scuffle, into a fight, as they had clashes with some of the security officials. And it got to a stage that they even had to throw in, you know, tear gas. It even affected those of us sitting in the press area, which shows you that there's so much problems still going on in Nigerian football. So many things that still need to be rectified. And looking at this, this is the 74th final for the men and 28th for the women, and still things have not been gotten right. It's just a shame. I'm just hope that the NFF president can just work on this with his team and go back to the drawing board. This is not a case of trying to say we'll do this, we'll fix this, we'll patch this. Go back to the drawing board, tear this building down, start again from the foundation, work on it. Whatever the problem is, wherever the problem is, they need to find a solution and make things work. And hopefully, we'll be watching the 75th with better organization, and then the fans, would go to the pitch or to the stadium to watch the game of football and not be scared of what might just happen after the game. And yes, this is why I call it wraps on another wonderful episode of Strictly Sports. Thanks for joining me on this fantastic sports ride. John B is my name, and I'm the super dynamic within my show. Don't forget to spread kindness around wherever you find yourself. Bye for now.